So let's review. The Gemara cites several brises to resolve the question mentioned in the previous daf, whether Gidulei Hatter Malnasa Isser or Eloi. Does the permitted growth nullify the original Isser or not? Or as the Gemara then refers to it, Asu Gidulin Umavatlin Iker or Loi Asu Gidulin Umavatlin Iker? Tanya, Reb Shimon Oimer, called Davish Yesh Lamatirin, Kigain Tevo Lamaiser Sheini, Vahekdish Vachadosh, Loi Nostamem Chacham Mashir. An Isser that will eventually become Mutter, for example, Tevel, can be corrected by separating Trumas and Meisters. Meisters Sheini Vehektish can be redeemed, and Chadosh becomes Mutter through the Korban Omer or on the 16th day of Nisan. They do not become Batal. Chol Dover She'en Lematirin, Pigain Trumo, Vetrumas Meisr, Vachala, Vaorlo, Vaklai Kerem, Nosnum Bem Chachamim Shir. Other Isurim, which do not ever become Mutter, such as Truma, Chala, Orlo, Klaim, they do become bottled in a mixture with the proper ratio prescribed for each Isser. Regarding Shvius, Reb Shimon explains that it depends. Lefneizman habir, it does not become bottled because it's a davar sheyesh lematirin, since it can be eaten beheter before the designated time. Acharzman habir, it does become bottled because it's a davar she'en lematirin, since it remains usher forever if he did not remove it in time. Now, the Braisa did not specify any particular type of mixture, and must therefore be applicable even to a mixture of an ikar heter, such as an onion of the 6th year, with Gidulei Isser in which the onion was planted and grew in the Shemitah year. Now, since Reb Shimon says that the Gidulin are Aser, it must be that the growths are considered a separate entity, and in the reverse case of Gidulei heter with an ikar Isser, an onion of Shvius and growths of the 8th year, the Gidulin would be Mutter. If so, Asa Gidulin Mavadin Iker, and we can resolve the question that Gidulei Heter Malnasa Isser. The Gemara answers as in the previous daf, Dilma Luchom Rishani. Perhaps only in this case does Reb Shimon rule stringently to treat the growth as Shvius based on Asa Gidulin Mavadin Iker, but Lukula, to be Mata the Isser Shvius, as in the original Shaila, Reb Shimon would rule Loy Asa Gidulin Mavadin Iker. The Gemara now finds an illustration of Gidulei Heter from a Mishnah. If rainfall caused an onion to sprout during Shemitah, they will have Kedusha Shvius if they are strong and healthy leaves, because this indicates that they drew nutrients from the ground and not just from the onion itself. The Mishnah concludes, if this happened during the following year, the growths would be mutter, since the growths of heter would nullify the Isser Shemitah of the onion. This is a clear example of Gidulei Heter Malnasa Isser, which proves that Asu Gidulin Mavan Iker, even Lekula. The Gemara contests this proof as well, suggesting that the Mishnah is discussing Muduchanan, crushed onions, whose Gidulin certainly do not retain the Isser, because the onions are Guri, insignificant. The Gemara brings a final proof from a Braisa which discusses the halacha of chasoyas, plants such as onions and garlic, and the Braisa concludes, Im Yisrael chashod ala shviyas lamotu shviyas mutter. The plants of a suspected non-observer of Shemitah will become mutter if they continue to grow the next year. Chasoyas are examples of inzara kala, plants whose original root remain intact, which only become mutter if nullified by the permitted growths. We also cannot assume that the onion was crushed, because a chashad would not go to such lengths to avoid the Isser. Thus, we have a clear example of Gidulei Heter Malnasa Isser. The Gemara rejoins that while the proof is valid, it's possible that Shanya Shvius, that everyone would agree that Isuri Shvius can become batal. Hoyel v'Isura al yidei karka, b'tei losa nami al yidei karka. Since the Isser Shvius is completely based on its growth from the ground, as the pasuk says, v'shav sa'ar et Shabbos la'Hashem, therefore, future growths from the ground can be mevatel them. However, other isurim are dependent on other external factors as well, such as the age of the arlo tree and the mixture of the klayim plants. The Gemara adds that even meiser has additional factors contributing to its isur, namely the finishing process of digun, creating piles in the granary.